Chapter 72. Laszlo only had to follow his ears to locate the tanker's captive crewman. Though in a weakened state from his gunshot wound, Captain Hammett had his men seeking an escape route the minute the guards left the mess room. The heavily wrapped chain locking the entry door was quickly deemed unbreakable, so the men turned their sights elsewhere. They were surrounded by steel bulkheads, and so there was in fact only one way to go, and that was up. Using butcher knives from the small galley, the crew began making their way through the ceiling panels and into an overhead duct, hoping to breach the deck above. Laszlo heard the clatter from a storeroom he was searching in an adjacent bay and immediately raced to the mess's door. Quickly unraveling the chain, which was tied in a simple knot, he kicked open the door. Several crewmen, standing on tabletops with knives in their hands, stopped what they were doing and stared at him in surprise.
"Who's in command here?" Laszlo barked.
"I'm captain of the Diane," Hammett said. He was seated in a nearby chair with his leg resting on a stool.
"Captain, we have just minutes before the ship blows up. What is the quickest way to get you and your crew off?"
"The aft emergency lifeboat," Hammett replied, rising to his feet with a grimace.
"You can't disable the explosives?"
Laszlo shook his head.
"Every man to the lifeboat," Hammett ordered. "Let's move."
The crewmen quickly piled out the door, Laszlo and the executive officer helping Hammett out last. Stepping onto the deck, Hammett felt an unusual vibration beneath his feet, then looked over the rail. The Israeli captain was shocked to see the minarets of the Suleimaniye Mosque rising a short distance ahead of them.
"We're in the middle of Istanbul?" he stammered.
"Yes," Laszlo replied.
"Come. We have little time." "But we must get the tanker turned around and out of here," he protested.
"Someone is on the bridge attempting that." Hammett started to follow the others toward the stern, then hesitated as the deck shuddered again.
"Oh no," he groaned with a sullen frown. "I made her run dry of fuel."